serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. White House and Senate leaders still trying to iron out some policy changes at the border. Republicans saying they won't pass any funding for the wars in Israel or Ukraine without a deal in place, which could be tough before the end of the year.
The talks are continuing, but hopes for a deal this week have dimmed, with Republicans saying they're feeling jammed against an artificial deadline. Negotiators say there has been progress, with some agreements reached for new limits on asylum claims. But sticking points include widespread grants of humanitarian parole. Republicans say the longstanding authority has been abused by the Biden administration to admit hundreds of thousands of migrants who otherwise wouldn't be allowed into the U.S.
That's ABC Stephen Portnoy in Washington. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Israel. It's believed he is pressing the war cabinet there to wind down major military combat operations in Gaza. The first woman to ever serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, the late Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, lying in repose in the court's Great Hall today. Her funeral will be held at the National Cathedral tomorrow. This is ABC News. The death of Friends star Matthew Perry raising concerns about the drug ketamine. Perry's autopsy blaming that drug in part for his passing. Experts say ketamine can treat depression, anxiety, and pain, but must be used with caution. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton.
The use of ketamine recreationally or anything outside of a prescription can cause danger. Now, ketamine can cause you to be in a vulnerable state where you might be at harm, at risk from your environment, cause those deep levels of sedation, and you just don't know exactly how much is in whatever dose you have, so you always have to pay attention and consult a medical professional.
Did the Grinch come for the office holiday party? A New York Times headline asking that question. Corporate party planners say since the pandemic, there's been a big shift. Workers now want daytime celebrations with less booze or no booze at all. They say most people want to get home at night instead of partying with coworkers. They say younger employees aren't drinking that much these days. The Times reporting less than 40% of them say they drink regularly. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A leading state lawmaker is standing by embattled Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Bob Spindell. Spindell is one of 10 Republicans who admit in a lawsuit settlement that they were pawns in a larger plot to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue tells WKOW-TV's Capital City Sunday the fake electors were merely following a legal strategy by the Trump campaign that didn't work. The chances of a white Christmas are looking slim to none. In fact, much of Wisconsin can expect milder than normal weather for at least the rest of December, thanks to the strongest El Nino weather system in 70 years. Past El Ninos made for brown Christmases in 2015, 1997, and 1982. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Tuesday, December 19th at 7 p.m., it's Shawamigan hosting Athens for boys basketball. Brought to you by our announcer Steve Jetland over on 103.1. Then Friday, December 22nd, it's Team Seal hosting Anago for hockey. This one will be at 6 p.m., brought to you by our announcer Scott Heckman, also on 103.1. High school sports, brought to you by 98Q Country, your local civic media radio station.
The Packers lose to the Buccaneers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a back-and-forth battle of the bays before the Buccaneers took over in the second quarter and never looked back. The final 34-20 in favor of Tampa. Buccaneers receiver Chris Godwin, over 150 yards on 10 catches. Quarterback Baker Mayfield.
Guy's just so consistent, man. Can't say enough about him. A true stud, true professional.
Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles.
You know, we're playing good December football right now. We won three. We got three more to go. We can't rest. We can't stop. We got to keep working.
The Packers tied the game 10-10 in the first quarter, then just couldn't seem to make the adjustments. Matt LaFleur.
Give Tampa a ton of credit. They came in, they whooped us in every phase, outcoached us, outplayed us. We got to play better. We got to coach better.
At 6-8, how will this young team respond? Jordan Love.
It's what we've been doing the whole season. It's you know, how do we respond? How do we bounce back? Find a way to get better. Focus on that and make sure we go get a win.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports from Lambeau Field, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We have a chance of snow today at a high near 20. Winds will be out the northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 35. We're done with snow by tonight, leaving us with mostly clear skies and a low around 7 with a southwest wind of 5 to 10. Winds will stay to the southwest on Tuesday at 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 30 with partly sunny skies and a high near 30. Wednesday warms up to 36 with mostly sunny skies and we'll have an east wind up to 10. Thursday will continue to warm up to 38 with partly sunny skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 15 degrees.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98 Q Country.
I wish this whiskey would make her miss me like I wish she did. I wish she did. Pouring up another one won't change what I should have done before she left.
This is Keith Evans.
You know, I don't know, it just makes me feel good. It's all you, no lie, baby, you're the only girl in love. It's my station.
98 Q Country.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring the drink. You stay, baby.
trouble, baby.
Before you go right, my whole life, won't you save me the trouble?
favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Christmas without you at 98Q Country. Boy, cold weather, Stormy Cromer. That sounds like a good Christmas present for somebody, huh? Stormy Cromer apparel for your whole family, including even your pets, too. You can find them right now at Bader's Sports Center at 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save. Great place to go for some last-minute Christmas shopping there. At Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips. Busy week of Bucks basketball. They'll be on the air tomorrow. 7 o'clock the tap Thursday. We had a 7 o'clock tap, both home games. And then Saturday, they will travel to take on the Knickerbockers. That'll be an early game, 11:30. And then Christmas Day, the NBA on Christmas Day, 11 a.m. will be the tap. And they'll be in New York. I guess the Bucks are going to spend a couple of days in New York. They're going to be there Saturday, and then they're going to be there again on Monday. So we'll have them all for you. Right here, Representative Swearingen is going to be holding, he's going to be right here in the Northwoods and holding a public discussion about the 2023 gun deer hunting season. So if that interests you, maybe you've got something to say. Maybe you'd just like to hear people talk about it. State Representative Rob Swearingen, also Calvin Callahan, and Senator Mary Felskowski. They are seeking public input regarding this past 2023 gun deer season in Wisconsin, including but not limited to gray wolf impact on our deer population. They're doing this on Thursday, starting at 5:30, and it's at the Woodruff Town Hall at 1418 First Avenue in Woodruff. Again, Thursday from 5:30 to 7. The representatives from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources are invited to attend so they can provide their perspective also. So if that interests you, Thursday, the Woodruff Town Hall, 5:30 would be a good place to be.
NASCAR Cup Series champion Ryan Blaney here. If you come in now, you get 12% off everything for the 12 days of Christmas at Menards.
That's right. We couldn't resist. In honor of number 12's big championship win, we're giving you 12% off everything for the 12 days of Christmas. Thank you, friends, for a great year.
Merry Christmas and enjoy your 12% off everything.
Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. Sorry, no price adjustments. See store for details.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
There's a whole lot more brand new country. I'm lost.
Q Country. Country.
Chase Matthew, new song, and Love You Again at 98Q. Goodwill Community Christmas Dinner is coming Christmas Day. They've been doing this for several years in Phillips. The Victory Christian Center is the one that's doing the manpower for this. But it's held at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church. And if you'd like to reserve a meal, give them a call at 339-2222. You can request home delivery or curbside with that, 339-2222. Very nice service at the Phillips Area Clergy Association does. We mentioned this one a while back, but I think it's worth repeating again. Five amazing things that scientists still cannot figure out. They've got some theories. Usually the smart people come together and they're like, okay, yeah, we're pretty sure this is why this happens or how this works. But there's five things they say that scientists still cannot explain. One of those is acetaminophen. All right, maybe not as dazzling as you thought. They know it works, you know, to cure the headache and whatever else ails you. Not cure it, but give you, mask it anyway. But they're not really 100% sure how it works, acetaminophen. Cats. Nobody's figured out cats yet, right? Nobody. Don't be in denial. You haven't figured out your cat. Why cats purr? So this one, there's a lot of different theories as to why cats purr. There's no doubt that when you scratch your cat on the belly and stuff, it seems to purr louder. So that might be one of the things. But they can't come together on why exactly that is a thing. How bicycles remain upright is another thing that scientists still can't quite figure out. If you look at a bicycle and the thin tires and all that stuff, it is pretty incredible. So scientists still haven't quite figured that out yet. They still haven't quite figured out how animals migrate. It's amazing that animals can migrate thousands and thousands of miles. You and I could, have our phones with and still not, and be Googling and GPSing and still not do as well as the birds do and other animals. So how animals migrate is still a bit of a scientific question mark. And another one is why we sleep, why we actually sleep at night. Scientists, there's a lot of different theories as to why, but, I think it's just to get a break from everybody, right? I mean, come on. I mean, it's just, we see what's going on in the world. Sleep sounds pretty good, but scientists haven't figured that part out yet either. So if you figure out any of those over the Christmas break, let me know. I'd appreciate it.
Cleaning your fuel system can help your engine run better and improve gas mileage. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner on sale now. Buy one, get one free. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Get more fuel-saving tips from the professional parts people at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13, in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Here's your 98Q Country Weather OG forecast. We have a chance of snow today of a high near 20. Winds will be out the northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 35. We're done with snow by tonight, leaving us with mostly clear skies and a low around 7 with a southwest wind of 5 to 10. Winds will stay to the southwest on Tuesday at 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 30 with partly sunny skies and a high near 30. Wednesday warms up to 36 with mostly sunny skies and we'll have an east wind up to 10. Thursday will continue to warm up to 38 with partly sunny skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 15 degrees.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Now scanning the country music.
Bury me in Georgia.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98 Q Country.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Made. good old Frosty. Never lets us down, does he? Well, wait a minute. Let me look outside here. Toby Keith there and Frosty the Snowman. It is going to be a lean, lean Christmas for building snowmen, that's for sure. Or this is probably going to be it right here. This little dusting that we got yesterday, this could be it between now and Christmas. We've got high school sports, a couple of games left before we take our Christmas break. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be right down at the Eagle's Nest down there. Going to bring you Shawamigan hosting Athens Boys Hoops. Steve Jetland will bring you the call of this Merrillwood North Tilt. Athens and Phillips had a real good game on Friday. So Athens going to take on Shawamigan now tomorrow night. We'll have it for you on 103.1. That game also streams on the Civic Media app. And Friday, Team Seal Hockey, they're going to take on Antigo at 6 o'clock Friday. And that'll be the wraps of our local coverage before the Christmas break. If you are, maybe times are a little tough for you over here the holiday season for whatever reason it may be. I just want to let you know that the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is there for you every Saturday. They will be there this Saturday morning from 9 to 11. And maybe things are a little tight budget-wise. The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry distributes about 4 to 5 tons of food every month go out the door there. It's pretty amazing the local support that this organization gets. It's right at the First Congregational United Church of Christ in downtown Park Falls. And they're there every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. If you want to see information or income guidelines, which are just incredibly flexible, they're at the 98Q Facebook, or the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry Facebook page has it all right there for you. And a special thanks to WeatherShield and the Light Foundation for their support and recent donation to the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry in Park Falls. We did a fundraiser for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry back in October, but we could sit here for a half hour and list on and on businesses, organizations, individuals that support the local food pantry. What's cool about the Lord's Cupboard is that when you give to the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, there's no administrative fee. All the people who are involved with the pantry are volunteer, and all the money goes right back into keeping the program rolling and food out the door. It's pretty amazing what this little food pantry does to serve anywhere from 4 to 5 tons of food every single month. I hope your day is good. I'm going to suck on some lemons here and get the voice all ready here for the rest of the week, we hope. I'm actually going to be lingering this afternoon. Gray, I don't know if you guys knew this, but Gray Gunderson is our new afternoon guy from 2 to 7. Can we get a little love for Gray? Can we go? Thank you very much. We are very excited to have Gray on the air from 2 to 7. With that said, things got a little wild for Gray at the Civic Media Christmas party over the weekend, so he's not in today. I'm going to be filling in this afternoon. I'll be the DJ Rick of the Northwoods this afternoon for a little while after 2 o'clock if my voice holds out, and we'll get Gray back here. Back on the air again tomorrow afternoon. Very excited to have local guy Greg Gunderson on the air with us for the afternoon shift from 2 to 7. We got a little Packer. Oh, boy. Had to ruin it, didn't you, Joel? All right, we'll do it. Titletown Report, the gruesome details of the Packer defeat coming up, and then the sunshine and sun rays of John St. John. He'll be in after 10.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
It's
a fantastic time with all the winning at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Take home thousands in cash and prizes on the Northwood's hottest slot machines and table games. Dine deliciously with all-you-can-eat buffets and enjoy your favorite refreshments in our lounges. And bring your friends for a night of entertainment you won't forget. Winning is more fun at the lake.
Last-minute shopping? Ulta Beauty has everything I need for everyone on my list. Ready-to-gift fragrance kits from YSL and Valentino. And the hottest gift sets from MAC, Tarte, and Lancome. Plus, everyone loves an Ulta Beauty gift card. Shop last-minute gifts that will bring joy to everyone on your list. Hurry in-store or place your online pickup order today. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
As a farmer, you make a lot of important decisions that impact the profitability of your operation. When considering your crop insurance options for the next growing season, turn to Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The insurance team at Ag Country knows agriculture, and they'll work to personalize a multi-peril crop insurance policy to fit your needs and protect your bottom line. Contact Ag Country today to get started. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a super bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. I look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
After Baker Mayfield threw for 381 yards and four touchdowns in Tampa Bay's 34-20 win over the Packers at Lambeau on Sunday, there's no way defensive coordinator Joe Barry can survive this, can he? Matt LaFleur was asked after the game if he would consider firing his defensive coordinator during the season.
Now's not the time for that, to be honest with you.
Why is that?
Because now's not the time. I'm trying to find solutions, and I got to go back and take a look at the film.
The topic was top of mind for fans after the Packers' second straight loss, and as you heard, LaFleur didn't dismiss the possibility. He just said he needed to watch film. Is this thing solvable in time to help the Packers get into the playoffs?
We got 3 weeks left. We got three games, and I mean, every game's a playoff mentality, and who knows what will happen, but we can't get it all back at once. You got to earn it every day. We got to get back to practice and give it our best shot from here on out.
I'll have more from Title Town after this.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Some good news on offense for the Packers. Jaden Reed had 6 catches for 52 yards and a touchdown. Dontavian Wicks, 6 catches for 97 yards. Tucker Kraft, 4 catches for 57. Aaron Jones' return had 13 carries for 53 yards, but having to play from behind, the Packers finished with just 60 yards on the ground as a team. Now it's 6-8. The Packers must string some wins together, and it starts on Sunday at Carolina. That's the latest from Titletown. I'll have more tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. We have a chance of snow today at a high near 20. Winds will be out the northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 35. We're done with snow by tonight, leaving us with mostly clear skies and a low around 7 with a southwest wind of 5 to 10. Winds will stay to the southwest on Tuesday at 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 30. We have partly sunny skies and a high near 30. Wednesday warms up to 36 with mostly sunny skies and we'll have an east wind up to 10. Thursday will continue to warm up to 38 with partly sunny skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 15 degrees.
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
Notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life.
Station is great. I love you guys.
98 Q Country.